Right now, we have some special guests in the studio to tell you about a very important event taking place this weekend. First of all, we have Lauren Lux here. And Lauren, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. You are here to talk about Be Loud 16, an event that brings in world-class musicians such as Rob Ladd. And Rob, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you?
It's good to meet you after all this time.
Likewise.
I've admired your work on stage and drumming and for some very famous bands. And gosh, well, let me talk to Lauren first here, because Lauren, I remember we were talking about Be Loud Sophie or Be Loud 15 last year.
Yeah.
And the Steiners were saying that they had hired a new person to take care of all this stuff, a new executive director, and you had been hired at that time, but you hadn't actually come to work
here.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
But they were so excited. And since that time, I actually talked to them yesterday, and they are so enthusiastic about the job that you have done. But for the folks who don't know anything about this, what is the Be Loud Sophie Foundation, first of all?
So the Be Loud Sophie Foundation is a local foundation that was started by Nicholas and Lucy Steiner and their daughters in honor of their daughter Sophie, who was, I'm sad to say I didn't get a chance to know her because she just sounds like such a dynamo and touched so many people's lives. She was a cancer patient at UNC, among many other things, a field hockey player, a lover of music, and yeah, and lots of farmers market trips from what I understand. So she, you know, pointed out to her parents that it would really be great if we could do more to support teenage and young adult patients who were going through this cancer journey. You know, there are a lot of really great services out there, but we certainly can do more to support them. They're, you know, this age range of kids, and the ones that we're working with at UNC are 13 to 26-year-olds with cancer. They really are kind of in this middle ground where they're not little kids and they're not older adults, and they have some really specific needs, and they're trying to figure out who they are and become people, and to be sick on top of that is really hard. So we're trying to pay attention to sort of developmental needs that that group of people has, and what we can better, you know, kind of how we can better serve them while they're going through this.
Yeah. Rob Ladd is a guy who needs no introduction if you're a music fan. He's a drummer for Preach. And you guys are going to be performing. And also, I understand you're going to be sitting behind the kit with Hobex this weekend, right?
That's right.
You were in the Pressure Boys way back, long time ago, and drum with Don Henley and all sorts of superstars out in L.A. And you're just an amazing musician, an amazing guy. I know you've been around here for a long time. But tell me about your involvement in the Be Loud Sophie Foundation and Be Loud 16.
Well, I was friends with Sophie and was touched by her story and by what she had to go through. And when the Steiners talked to us about doing this, about what we could do, we all, not just me, but everybody who knows the Steiners and everybody who knew Sophie, just said anything we can do to help. And what we've been able to put together with Lauren and what she's been able to put together at the foundation is beyond anyone's, you know, wildest dreams. I mean, it's really... We've raised a lot of money, all from private donations almost exclusively, and it's turned into real results for real kids every day, and we're so super proud of it. And a couple of years ago, I thought, well, why don't I just gather up some musicians and make it easy for us to put on a show? And so I put together a band with Robert Sledge from Ben Folds 5, John Plimel from the Pressure Boys and Sex Police, and an amazing producer, Brian Dennis from DAG, an amazing band and an amazing musician. All of these guys were, yes, we'll do it. Yes, we'll do it. No questions asked.
Yeah.
And this year we have singers from, we have Mac McCann from Superchunk,
yeah,
Daniel Chavis from The Velt. I'm forgetting people. It is Jeff Holzhauser from Hank Sinatra. Just an all-star. Peter Holzapfel from the DBs, for crying out loud. Just these people were like, yes, we want to do it. It is going to be, it's going to be an event that you don't want to miss, even if you don't care about the charity. If it's just music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that everybody cares about the charity.
So.
It is a two-day event, Friday and Saturday. This weekend, the English Beat will be performing on Friday night, And you just heard Rob talk about some of the other musicians that are going to be there. Chris Stamey's Occasional Shivers, and a lot more. And Lauren, where exactly will the money raised from this two-day event at Cat's Cradle, where will this money go?
Well, I think that's one of the amazing things about Be Loud is that the money goes to directly support my position at UNC, which is making a pretty immediate impact on these kids. So I started last October, and since then I've met about 95 patients, which is really astonishing. Each one just cooler and more fun to talk to than the next. And it's really an honor to be able to support them and their families while they're going through all of this. One of the things that we're really excited about that we have coming up September 16th to the 18th is a weekend away at Pilot Mountain with a group of 12 young adult patients. And that's directly supported by the Be Loud funds. So we're partnering with an organization called First Descents, and they are going to teach these kids how to rock climb for 2 days. So they're going to stay in a beautiful house in the mountains and get to connect with each other in a way that they really don't get the chance to in the hospital, and just have a fun weekend, kind of like a normal young adult would have, and learn a new skill. And we're really excited about it. So Be Loud has directly supported that. So that's just one example of the way that the money kind of touches these kids really quickly.
I understand that you are the nation's first adolescent and young adult program manager, which is kind of cool. And I know you're really proud of the job that you've been able to do since you've been here for about a year now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And what the foundation has been able to accomplish. And
it's really astonishing.
Sophie would be proud.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for her. I every story I hear about her, I am more touched by her and motivated by her. I think that she is an inspiration and a motivation to all of us. And Be Loud, what I think is most phenomenal is the community that has rallied around the Steiner family and around Sophie's story and the kind of immediate impact they've been able to have. So yeah, it's really inspirational. It makes it really easy to get up and go to work every day.
Yeah. Rob, thanks for your involvement in this. I know that you've been around Chapel Hill for a very long time.
Yeah.
You came here, what year was it?
1930. My family moved here in 76, yeah. Summer of 76, bicentennial minute.
You got here right before I did.
Yeah. So I've been a fan of yours ever since.
Yeah. Well, I've been a fan of yours too. So it's Mutual Admiration Society today. But I will look forward to this weekend. I know a lot of people are. And thank you both for coming in today to support this great cause. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to BeLoudFestival.com. That has the listing of all the bands that are playing and all that kind of stuff. And if somebody wants to find out more about the foundation, Lauren, how do they do that?
They can go to BeLoudSophie.org. They are welcome to call or email me too. I'm always happy to talk and meet with folks and tell them about the work that we're doing and see if they want to be involved at all.
All of this takes place at Cat's Cradle, and we should say thanks to Frank Heath.
You better believe
it.
Man, he hosts so many great bands, but he also gives up that space for so many wonderful causes. And
it's amazing.
So that's happening this weekend. Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m., Saturday matinee at 1 o'clock. All part of this pop-up chorus, Billy Warden and the Floating Children, Girls Rock NC, Well-Respected Men, The Real Official, Roman Spring, and a lot more. Again, go to BeLoudFestival.com, get the whole lineup. Thank you both so much for coming in here.
Thank you so much.
And we will leave you with a quote from Sophie Steiner. She said, "Be loud and move with grace. Explode with light. Have no fear." That's what you guys are going to do this weekend.